Hey everyone, so you want to know how to use Anchor, right? I'm here to inform, guide, and help you on how to use Anchor. Anchor is a phone app and hosting site owned by Spotify. It's the awesome idea to start creating your podcast by attempting to be the one-stop shop for podcasters without an extensive technical background. You can follow the vertical integration model, meaning that you can record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Why are you struggling with paying a hosting site which includes promoting your show with limited storages? Forget about it! It's the simple fact that unlimited storages is free. It includes recording, adding music, intros, outros, and uploading episodes. Plus, you get paid some money to put in your pocket through sponsorships with no minimum listenership. That's fantastic and magnificent, isn't it? These are the important things to create and make a podcast. You can download Anchor on your phones, tablets, laptops, and computers, or you can check out anchor.fm so you can get a head start on your podcast right now. Remember, if you have a dream of creating your own podcast, don't let anyone stop you from achieving your goals and dreams. If I can reach the amount of success loving what I love to do in this career, podcasting field, so can you. I'm G Money Stacks. Thank you for listening and have fun with your podcast. Let's go. Good evening and happy 2022 to everyone from the USA, all over the world, Long Island, aka Strong Island, plus the five spots of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens. I'm your man, G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka The Gregonator, aka YouTuber, host with the most, and rookie podcaster of Queens, New York. And you are now listening and tuning in and rocking with the Sports Edition show of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, episode 8. Now, I do apologize for the long delay. I actually was dealing with something personal in my life, but I'm here now in 2022 trying to get more content going for you guys, though. So here it is. But anyway, man. If you guys are listening and watching from the YouTube universe and you miss any previous episodes whatsoever, don't worry. I got you back. All you need to do is go subscribe to the YouTube channel of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast on YouTube. Make sure you enable alerts alongside with leaving a like and a comment along with the episodes and topics that's being discussed.
also, don't you forget to stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes. Don't forget to tell a friend to another friend. Let's make sure you take the time to spread the word, share the episodes, share the videos, and I will go over the audio streaming platforms on the go at the end of the show. All right, so I got y'all. Now, as far as myself, as far as how I'm doing mentally, physically, and spiritually, well, for me, I've been actually trying to figure out how to balance things. But I came to the realization that, you know, no matter how hard you try to balance things in life, it's inevitable. No matter how many times you try to prepare things, it's not gonna really always work out in your favor. So that's the point that I probably learned from that experience. Also, after talking to like maybe two or three people, I do realize that, you know, I can't cater to everybody, because at the end of the day, and I will talk about that, you know, putting yourself first as far as any careers or what you dream to do, when I give my free games scenario here. So and you know, you can't please everybody, man. And I've been realizing that for a long time, actually. And for the simple fact that, you know, I'm only one man. I'm doing the best I can to be the best human being I could be. There's no trying to compete against anybody, not my mother, not anybody for that matter, because their life is a little different from me. So mentally, I've been dealing with so much craziness and shit. So forgive me if I have to put this on air. Because we live in a world where we're being taught how to be tough and saying that men are not supposed to cry. Well, guess what? That's bullshit. Because think about it, folks. If you really, really, really think about it, though, man, this is why I do mental health check-in for a reason. It's not just about myself. It's also about what's going on with you on the inside and what you are trying to actually, you know, achieve and what you're trying to do. And another thing, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, because it's basically you're making promises that you're not going to be able to keep. That's why I don't do New Year's resolutions. I don't really do that, because for me, it's a day-by-day process for me. Any ideas come to my head, I will automatically do what I can to actually, you know, do that. Because promises is not for everybody, man. I mean, think about it, though, man. And as far as physically and spiritually, I am doing all right for the most part. So there you go, man. And if anybody out there that's actually trying to figure things out as far as trying to do things, don't stress yourself out too much, though, as far as trying to balance everything. And I may be a busy man, and I may not have time to maybe be able to, I may not have time to date. That's the reality of things, you know what I'm saying? I have to, you know, be able to put myself first, which, like I said, I will talk about it at the end of the show when I get my free game on how to start a podcast, all right? So, without further ado, that was the mental health check-in that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
So here we go.
And this is the segment that I like to call the quick side bleacher bar.
All right. So that's basically
on the topics about what's going on. And
what I am going to do is basically get you to the first topic, which is pertaining to Amani Cooper.
Here we go. So, Amani Cooper, right?
So check this out.
So Amani Cooper is making his case for best teammate ever. The star wide up just bought diamond chains for Dak Prescott and members of the Dallas Cowboys receivers, a gift worth $120,000, which stands for 1,000, folks. TMZ Sports has learned Amari wanted to show love to his teammates for balling out so far this season. So he hit up Gabriel the Jeweler to whip up some dog tags for his QB. Fellow receivers and couple of trainers. Gabriel, who's done work for the biggest names in the NFL, like Odell Beckham, Davante Adams, and Aaron Donald, made 15 pieces total for Cooper, with each displaying the player's numbers and the word dogs etched across the top. Altogether, we're told the project is worth $120,000. Cooper has gotten some incredible pieces in the past, from his route runner chain to his own mini Cowboys jersey, and now these chains will fit right in. This request actually came before the boys were able to stun the Minnesota Vikings and run away with a 20-16 win on Sunday Night Football without Dak. So the guys definitely deserve the gift. In other Amani news, Amari Cooper news, this fucking idiot just said the wildest, dumbest shit that I ever heard in my life, actually, man. So don't get it twisted. This is crazy.
That's crazy right there, man.
So this is what he said. And I'm not gonna really hang on a minute.
He did. Let me see, man. Sorry for the delay. Just had to. Yeah, Amari Cooper. I'm sorry, folks. I had it. Just give me a second. All right, let me just, because all right, let me just go to the other browser that I was using so I can actually get an idea of what the hell he was talking about, man. This caught me off guard, actually, so I'm just going to actually wait this situation out here till this loads. Okay, hold on a sec. Oh my gosh. Hang on. Just a tad bit here. All right. We're going to talk more Amari in a sec. So, let me just. All right. Amari Cooper. Okay, let's see what he's talking about here. He said something that really caught me off guard here. Let me just find out. Hang on a minute here. Hang on a minute. He said something that really caught me off guard here.
Okay, here we go. So last month, this guy said something that really caught me off guard here. So here it is. So Cooper was back on the field last night after a bout with COVID-19. Just a couple weeks ago, Amari Cooper tested positive for COVID-19. And due to his vaccination status, he had to wait a bit longer before coming back. As a result, Cooper had to miss his team's matchup on Thanksgiving. However, he was back in the lineup last night as the Cowboys took on the New Orleans Saints. The Cowboys went on to win the game, all while Cooper picked up 41 yards on just 2 catches. After the game, Cooper spoke about his battle with COVID and how he felt like he could have played. According to Pro Football Talk, Cooper even tried to compare that situation to Michael Jordan battling the flu during the NBA Finals win. Listen, there's no comparison, okay? There's no comparison between the coronavirus disease 2019 versus the flu. That's two different entities right here. And he explained, it was tough, Cooper explained. Michael Jordan played with the flu. That's how I looked at it. It was a restriction of not being able to play with what I had. It was tough, knowing that I could physically gone out there and played, but the restrictions didn't allow me to do so. While some fans might roll their eyes at the comparison, there are certainly others out there who believe it is a very potent one. Either way, Cooper is back, which is certainly going to make Cowboys fans happy. Yeah, I have to really, actually disagree with the whole craziness that's going on with the COVID-19 and stuff. It's been going on with the NBA and the NFL, all that shit, but stay tuned for a future episode with that one right there. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. Hold on, folks. I'll be right back. I need to pee. Okay, folks, I'm back. Had to use the bathroom real quick. Anyway, our next topic has to do with, before I go to the Rondo situation,
Offset really has a lot to say on here, man. So we're going to go to that one right there. Oh, man. So Offset is clearly ready to see the Matt Ryan era come to an end in Atlanta, telling TMZ Sports he wants to see his beloved Falcons move on to a new quarterback. The Bad and Bougie rapper, who's from the ATL area, was talking football with us out in New York City earlier this week when he explained he's done with Ryan. We need a new quarterback, Offset said. I love Matt Ryan, though, but we just need somebody young. You know what I'm saying? And this right here, the 29-year-old continued, he's had success every year, but we've got to get a championship. It don't matter till we get a ring. Of course, Offset's Migos mate Quavo has felt the same way for a while, telling us repeatedly over the years he's not a fan of Ryan's game either. In fact, back in 2019, Quavo said that the Falcons should bench Ryan for Colin Kaepernick. As for who Offset would like to see in Ryan's stead, of course, you watched the video on their page on there. This was, of course, last year. I've been saving this topic for a while, but I've been contemplating for a long time, actually, of what's going on, when I'm going to, you know, do all that. Anyway, so... Another crazy story in regards to the COVID-19 shit. So basically, NBA legend Michael Jordan weighed in on the league's COVID-19 protocols, with players like Kyrie Irving refusing to get vaccinated and ultimately being forced to miss games as a result. And the NBA has been under a microscope as it pertains to COVID-19 protocols. While the league itself has not issued a vaccine mandate, it is acting in compliance with local markets like New York City and San Francisco that have. While deferring opinions, on this topic are more prevalent than ever. One of the NBA's most influential voices finally broke his silence on the league's current situation. When asked if he is concerned with the NBA's COVID protocols, NBA legend Michael Jordan said, "Not at all. I am totally in unison with the league. Everybody's been speaking about the vaccinations, and I'm a firm believer in science, and I'm going to stick to with that." With anti-science conspiracy theories damaging the conversation surrounding vaccines, Michael Jordan is standing alongside the professionals who have dedicated their lives to this practice. Jordan joins fellow Hall of Fame member Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as one of the most recent NBA legends to speak out in support of scientists and medical professions. I have to agree with Jordan and along with everybody else, man, because if you really think about it, though, man, let me just adjust this right here. If you really think about it, folks, there's no denying about science. And I said this numerous times in not one, but episodes ago in my other show. I've been saying that nobody is fucking invincible to a fucking disease. It's bad enough that we already have the Omicron variant strand going on right here. And now that we are in 2022, I really wish that there's no more cases. I mean, hold on. I want to actually say something on screen. Hold on. Look, folks, here's a question I want to ask actually right here, though, man. Aren't you tired of COVID-19? Aren't you tired of the Omicron that's doing a lot of damage?
aren't you sick and tired of being isolated from the people that you care about, the people that you love and stuff like that? As far as like, the rising of mental health and all the other shit, as I am. Because let me tell you something about me, man. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? And the reason why I'm not a conspiracy theorist is because they fucking act like they got all the fucking answers and shit like that. And I will actually, I want to explain the difference, if you could give me a second. I want to explain the difference between alternative facts versus real facts. But I'm not going to do it in this episode today. I'll probably do it in a future episode and probably on my other show whatsoever. So, there you have it right there. As I was saying before with, like I said, I do agree with Jordan and what he's talking about. If he believes in science, so do I. So, and speaking of science, Robert Griffin III says he's ready to come back to Washington again. So Robert Griffin III said he was available after Ryan Fitzpatrick's injury in week one. That call never came. Robert Griffin III was promoting a book that would expose his time in Washington a few weeks ago. Now with Taylor Hennig and Kyle Allen both on the reserve COVID-19 list, he has once again thrown his hat in the ring for a return to Washington. He loves the new culture. Pretty interesting that he said that. But anyway. Yeah. Anyway. He loves the culture. Wait, hold on. He loves the new culture. But he said on Twitter, if you love storylines, going back would be a sensational one. Would only be willing because many in the organization have explained how, who is Jay Wright and Riverboat Ron HC have changed the culture in the building. Thank you to the fans for all the love. Okay. I don't think there's anything else to actually. Okay, let's go over to the comments of what people were saying. Okay, this is from what? Crack the Goat? Oh, man. So Robert Griggs III, stay away from this toxic fan base, organization, media, etc. This is the only place you played that you had problems in your career. And they think somehow the organization with scandal after scandal and lying toxic media is innocent and somehow fair. It's not just the coaches. Just look at the toxic fans who have zero reason to come for you posting on this site. And you will see the real problem with this franchise. These scrubs posting can't name a funner year than that special 2012 run with you. Even though those losers were big time losers prior to you coming, and still they never wanted to play your style of football. They could not wait to go back to what they knew how to do, and yet they blamed all that on you. Had you drafted by an upstanding team like the Ravens, i.e. Lamar, they didn't draft another West Coast quarterback behind him.
Wink, wink, after having lost so many draft picks with that stupid double-minded draft. They should never have drafted you and never deserved you. Lucky Lamar, he missed this foul organization. Look how they turned on Haskins as well. And these clowns act as if their hands are somehow clean. Wow. Clean hands. Someone has to ask Rivera if he has considered Robert Griggs III so there can be a newsworthy response that puts this clown in his fucking place. Honestly, his desire to return is interesting, not important. We are trying to change the culture here. So this is from, I don't know who this is, but MM90 says, you know it's nuts. This guy came out smoking and he threw a beautiful deep ball. He isn't stupid either. He is very intelligent. So you would think that this guy was zipped through his reads, anticipate what the defense is doing. This guy wasn't without talent. In different ways, their immaturity kind of threw them off. RG stayed in the gym, but it was said he didn't hit the film room. This book, I don't care if enough people care enough to read it. He just accused the organization of sexual harassment in the middle of a scandal for the very same. Someone said tone deaf. This is textbook. I think something's off with this guy. And no way would I even entertain this to my boss. He may fire you. He loses the few who actually entertain his comments to where they may buy his book. Seems there is another team thirsty. LOL. Not the good kind. I feel for him. And he was more wise with his money than he has been with his words. Man. I'm gonna read one more comment and then I'm gonna actually move on to the next one. So just stay with me, folks. Stay with me. And not saying I don't fuck up the same way. Not judging him, just his decisions, you know. And honestly, I do feel like he's not wrong. I think landing in Washington did hurt his development. He did it to himself, though. Where he is right is he landed in a less than ideal situation where the owner was basically allowing players to override coaches. It's his fault because he bought into this, developed bad habits, lost his team, and didn't put in the necessary work. The amount of capital surrendered in this trade, coupled with a strange cap penalty, has crippled this franchise. I don't blame RG for the trade. I know he landed in a crazy situation. A lot could falter in. But we needed him, and he just wasn't getting it done. And to consider, I believe Jay came here with McVay. RG still faltered. I don't really have that much to say on this, though, man. So I'm going to just move on to the next one right here. Let's move on to... Antonio Brown Chef is suing. Oh, man. So Antonio Brown's chef is suing for $10K. You know what it feels like to get sued by somebody and stuff with a lawsuit. I shouldn't have to really, you know, say this, but I'll say it with this.
The chef who told the NFL that Antonio Brown faked his COVID vaccine card is now planning to sue the Buccaneers star, saying the wide receiver still owes him 10 grand. Steven Ruiz spelled it all out to TMZ Sports this week, saying after the NFL ruled he wasn't lying about Brown's bogus vaccine card, he's planning to move forward with a lawsuit against AB. He said, in quote, "The game plan now is to file a lawsuit and take it from there," Ruiz said. "People provide a service and you've got to pay for it. That's it." As we previously reported, Ruiz said he cooked for Brown regularly this past year, but when it came time to pay a bill for it, AB balked. Ruiz said Brown owed him 10K, but he couldn't get the cash from the football player even after talking with Brown's attorney. So Ruiz ended up going public with his claims that Brown has sought and obtained a fake vaccine card and then later submitted it to the NFL. The league investigated the claims and said it found Brown did misrepresent his vaccine status and then suspended him 3 games without pay, costing him over $100K in lost salary. Ruiz tells us if Brown had just paid up, he probably would have stayed quiet. If he had just probably paid me, you know what? He probably would still be getting paid in the NFL right now, where he said he'd probably be playing the games that he could be playing, and none of this would have even happened. As for Brown, he claimed through his attorney, Sean Burstyn, that he's vaccinated, although the NFL says Brown will not appeal his suspension. Wow. Okay, first of all,
hold on.
I want y'all to see me. All right, man. First and foremost, why the hell do you have a fake vaccine card? Why are you faking the funk, man? Are you really that sick in the head? Are you really that desperate? Like, really? This is my question. What even possessed you to get a fucking fake vaccine card, man? And I'm telling you right now, man, I know a lot of people. I know plenty of people in the news that's been talking about, you know, people providing fake vaccine cards and stuff and probably selling that shit on Craigslist or whatever. But, you know, that shit is not cool, man. You know what I mean? Like, you can fool anybody you want, but eventually the shit's going to catch up to you. And I hate to say this, though, man, but he messed up his damn career, man. And I'm going to tell you why through this flushing sound. Water go down the hole. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why your fucking career is down the fucking tubes, man. If you would have paid the chef that cooked your meals and shit, man, none of this shit would be happening. So you're going to have to take an L on this one, man. And that's a fact right there.
That's a fact right there, though, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So there you have it right there, though, man. On to the next one.
Now, we are going to talk about former Sun star Cedric. So we're going to talk about this guy here. I don't know what this shit is about, but anyway. So, former Phoenix Sun star Cedric Ceballos survived his bout with COVID-19. He joined a new campaign called Sleeves Up AZ, on Wednesday that aims at fighting vaccine hesitancy in the African-American community. Phoenix Suns fans remember Caballos winning the 1992 NBA Slam Dunk Championship blindfolded. He was also a member of the 1992 to 1993 Suns team that lost the NBA Finals to Michael Jordan's led Chicago Bulls. Oh, shit. Oh, man. In September, fans were shocked when Caballos tweeted out a picture of himself lying in the ICU with an oxygen mask battling coronavirus, asking everyone for prayers. It was very traumatic, and it also had a powerful impact on myself and my family, Caballos explained at a press conference at East Lake Park in Phoenix. Hold on a minute, guys. In total, he spent 20 days in the hospital. Now he's joining the Arizona Coalition for Change to encourage members of the African-American community to get the right information about the disease. We are all in this together. And in order to achieve and also to conquer COVID-19, we're going to have to try to give all our efforts and do it together, Caballos said. Members of the coalition will be going door to door to get the word out. Arizona State Representative Reginald Balding says some people may not have access to all the information or know where they can get the vaccine. The more awareness that you bring to people directly to their front door, to people they know and they trust, you are starting to see individuals seek more information, and oftentimes that information is leading people to get vaccinated. Sina Muhammad hopes to ease some of the hesitancy in the community through open dialogue. Where we're actually able to ask why, share personal stories, and have that relatability to engage in a conversation that is fruitful, says Sina Muhammad with the Arizona Coalition for Change. Caballos explained, it's going to take a team to win this too. It's a tough struggle, but it's not just going to happen by the doctors and scientists alone. We got to have a collection from people from all walks of life to help us all out so we can conquer this, Caballos said empathetically. For information, you can visit the website, which is sleevesuppers.com. Yeah. I'm proud of him for this, man. I'm proud of him for spreading awareness, man. So, you know, really proud though, man. Shout outs to Cedric Caballos and Sina Muhammad for trying to raise awareness, man. Enough of the fucking bullshit conspiracy theories and shit, man. You're not gonna grow a fucking arm. You're not gonna turn into a fucking space mutant. You're not gonna turn into a fucking zombie from all the fucking Resident Evil movies and shit, okay? Knock it off. Yeah, speaking of knocking things off, we gotta talk about Conor McGregor. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh man. So I don't know if y'all probably heard this story already, but oh man, listen. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Anyway, man, so let me just, hold on a minute, folks. Let's just continue the site, though, man. Hold on. Okay, Conor McGregor has been showing up at U.S. sporting events the past few days. He was at Sunday's Chargers-Cowboys game, and on Tuesday, the Cubs decided for some reason to welcome the USC star to Wrigley Field to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. It didn't go well. Now, a few years ago, McGregor received the meme treatment from NFL fans when he was filmed throwing a football like someone who has never thrown a football before. His form was all over the place then, and Tuesday's attempt at throwing a baseball wasn't much better.
Yeah, that goes to show you that he fucking sucks, man.
Oh, man. Taking the mound in the full suit, McGregor launched the ball 20 feet wide into the backstop. Oh, my gosh. Was it 50 Cent bad? Probably not, though. Some fans thought it was worse. McGregor at least had some distance on the throw. But it also didn't look like McGregor had any intention of throwing towards home plate at all. It seems like the game plan was just to take that baseball and throw it as far as he could, with no thought about accuracy. Predictably, fans roasted the terrible first pitch. Of course they're going to roast his ass, man. Why you think they're making memes out of this shit, though, man?
One of the fucking idiots from Logan Brothers actually had a fucking chain when he broke his fucking leg. Oh, my God. When I saw that shit was so fucking hilarious, too, man.
This is some laughable shit, folks. And we all need this shit, man. For real, for real. And it's all over Twitter. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's crazy right there, man. Oh, man. And speaking of crazy, we gotta talk about Drake and his fucking obviously on a one-on-one game with Tory Lanez and shit, man. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk about it in the fall, but I am going to talk about it here. So anyway, Drake's jumper clearly still needs work, because cameras have caught him airballing yet another shot on the court, this time in a one-on-one game with Tory Lanez. The whiff shot all went down in Miami when Drake was getting in some run with his fellow rapper. You can see in the footage of the two musicians workout, Aubrey pulled up from deep against Lanez, shot the rock, and then hit nothing but court. To his credit, he didn't seem too downtrodden after the shot, and Lanez somehow didn't even talk smack. Of course, missing rim, backboard, and net is nothing new for the certified lover boy rapper, because you recall back in 2014, he famously missed a shot in a layup line with the Kentucky men's basketball team. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Unclear who ultimately ended up winning the one-on-one match, but something tells us if Drake didn't lock in the jumper, Lanez probably made it a long afternoon in the gym for Drake. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. That is so fucking hilarious right there, man. Yeah, man. That right there is a little nuts. Yeah, that's nuts, man. But anyway, man, let me see what else I could talk about. Oh, yeah. The trade. We got to talk about the trade. All right. Okay. So, in basketball news, of course, Rajon Rondo had a limited role of as a reserve with the up and down Lakers. The Cavaliers would ask him to do much more. Cleveland agreed to acquire the four-time All-Star guard Friday in a trade with Los Angeles for guard Denzel Valentine. A person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press. The Cavs, who are 20-15 and fifth in the Eastern Conference, needed an experienced guard to help continue their strong start after losing Ricky Rubio to a season-ending knee injury earlier this week. They will bring in Rondo once the deal is approved by the NBA, said the person who spoke on the condition of a nominee because the teams have yet to schedule the required conference call with the league. The timing could be tricky since Rondo has been in health and safety protocols for the past week and will need to clear them before joining the Cavs. The 35-year-old Rondo averaged 3.1 points and 3.7 assists this season in his second stint with the Lakers, who have struggled with chemistry and injuries along with having one of the league's oldest rosters. The Cavs are at the other end of the spectrum. They have a solid core of young players featuring rookie forward Evan Mobley, guard Darius Garland, and center Jared Allen, who has played at an all-star level this season. Rubio was instrumental in mentoring Garland, providing leadership and contributing at both ends while coming off the bench. His selfless playing style and enthusiasm rubbed off on the Cavaliers. Rondo will be asked to do the same as the Cavs, who won just 22 games last season, tried to build on their surprising start and perhaps make the playoffs for the first time since LeBron James left after the 2018 season. Rondo also brings postseason experience. He has appeared in 134 playoff games, including 19 in the finals and won titles with the Boston Celtics in 2008 and the Lakers 2020. Valentine averaged just 9.3 minutes for the Cavs, who signed the 28-year-old to a two-year deal in September. A first-round pick in 2016, Valentine spent four seasons with the Chicago Bulls, but missed 2018 to 2019 to have major ankle surgery. Wow. Wow, that's crazy right there, right? That's really crazy. But anyway, man, I hope the Cavaliers is a good fit for him compared to the Lakers, man, because obviously they're not really doing that great right now. I'm like, okay, that's kind of crazy for me right there, though. oh, man, that's crazy. Let's see. What else can I talk about? Oh, wait a minute here. Do I have any, let's see. So let's take a look here. This is, okay. I'm going to save this NFL standings for some other time right now, though, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to save that for a future episode. So I'm not going to do it today. Let me see what else I could talk about here. Wait. You know what? I'm already here already. So let's talk about this, man. This was from last month, actually. The 2021 NFL season is closing on the end of its new 17 game schedule with only 3 full weeks left. Here's checking on the updated standings and what the playoff picture is looking like. Looking for week 16. The league kept its expanded playoffs field with 14 of its 32 teams. 43.8% set to qualify for the latest postseason. That includes 7 each from the AFC and NFC, with only the number one seeds getting byes on the top of home field advantage. That's crazy, man. Who would be in? Who still in contention? And who should be thinking about next season? Here's a comprehensive look. Oh, boy. Sheesh. Okay, so we have the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 10-4, first place, AFC West. The Chiefs went back to enjoying the top seed status after beating the Chargers in overtime in week 15. That status extends to week 16, with the Patriots losing to the Colts on Saturday night and the Titans, who beat the Chiefs in week 7, losing to the Steelers. The Chiefs host the Steelers next in their march to another number one seed and the sole home field advantage. Remaining schedule at CIN at Cincinnati at Denver. Something like that. Anyway, yeah, Cincinnati at Denver. The Tennessee Titans are also, they're 10-5, first place, AFC South. The Titans jumped here after rallying to beat the 49ers to open week 16, a big rebound from their tough AFC loss to the Steelers in week 15. They are now well positioned to make sure they don't lose the hold on the division. They will repeat as South champions should they get another win or the second place Colts lose. Schedule versus Miami and Houston. Okay, the Patriots, obviously New England Patriots, the former team that Tom Brady was on. They're 9-5, first place AFC East. The Patriots saw their seven game winning streak end with week 15's tough road loss at Indianapolis. That dropped them behind both the winning Chiefs, but kept them ahead of the losing Titans, whom they beat in week 12. The Patriots saw their division lead dwindle to one game over the Bills after that team beat the Panthers ahead of a Buffalo rematch in week 16. Outside of the division, the Patriots are still supported by a record of 7-2 in the AFC play. Remaining schedule versus Jax and Miami. Cincinnati Bengals, 8-6, first place, AFC North. The Bengals jumped all the way here from out of the picture thanks to their win over the Broncos and the Ravens losing to the Packers in week 15. Although the teams have identical records, Cincinnati has the tiebreaker because it won at Baltimore in week 7. And the Bengals hold the head-to-head tiebreaker and also have the best division record at 3-1. So beating the Ravens again would be huge for everything in their control. Remaining schedule, which is versus Kansas City and Cleveland. Indianapolis Colts, 9-6. Second place, AFC South. The Colts followed up their huge week 15 win over the Patriots with another one in week 16 at the Cardinals. They stay strong in the top spot in the
wild card race because of the mighty 7-3 conference record that helps in breaking a tie with the Chargers, who lost to the Chiefs in week 15. The Colts won't be winning the division anymore after losing to the Titans twice. But getting three games above 500, the playoffs are on near lock again. Remaining schedule versus what is it? I'm not sure what LV is, but at Jax, so I'm not sure what that means, but whatever. So the Los Angeles Chargers, they're 8-6, second place, AFC West. The Chargers missed their chance. I didn't mean to say chance, folks, so don't get it twisted. To get into first place after losing to the Chiefs at home to open week 15. They still hold this wild card spot ahead of the tight 8-6 pack behind them. They still have a great chance to make the playoffs. At worst, as a number 7 seed, the Chargers have a 5-4 conference record, including interdivision wins over the Browns and Bengals. They get a nice way to pad their wins with the Texans in week 16. Remaining schedule versus Denver and LV. I don't know what LV is, so anyway. Buffalo Bills, 8-6, second place, AFC East. The Bills beat the Panthers in week 15 to stay with the winning Colts, to whom they lost at home in week 11 and losing Chargers. Buffalo remains here for now as they have an inferior conference record to both Indianapolis and Los Angeles. The tiebreaker is barely in the Bills' favor versus the Ravens. They will try to get back into first place when battling the Patriots again in New England in week 16. Remaining schedule, which is first, they're going to be versus Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta Falcons, actually, and of course, the New York Jets. Who can play there? You have Baltimore Ravens, 8-6, Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-6-1. The Ravens fall all the way from number 4 in the division lead behind the winning Colts. Losing Chargers and winning Bills in week 15, the Steelers made it another AFC North team in this mix with their big win over the Titans. The Browns are here ahead of other 7-7 teams because while the wild card feels out of reach, the division remains the best avenue for their playoff return. So, who is set to be out? Las Vegas Raiders, 7-7. Miami Dolphins, 7-7. Denver Broncos, 7-7. Cleveland Browns, 7-8. New York Jets, 3-11. Houston Texans, Jaguars, 2-12. All three of the teams, New York Jets and Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars, they're all eliminated. So the Browns fell further, losing early in week 16. The Dolphins keep on winning during their 6-game streak, but they are trying to make too much ground after a 1-7 start, especially with the logjam in front. The Broncos are set in the same boat after starting the season 3-0. The Raiders have been fading hard for a while. You think? The Texans pulled even with the losing Jets by beating the Jaguars in week 15.
Oh boy. Okay, so we got the NFC playoff picture. Who is in? So we got the Green Bay Packers, 12-3 champions, NFC North. The Packers built on their NFL best record by beating the Browns at home in week 16 for their fourth consecutive victory with a red hot Aaron Rodgers. They are win shy of last year's total with two games left. They will remain number one, the number one seed favorites heading into week 17. At least one game ahead. They haven't played either the Cowboys or Buccaneers, but they have a strong conference record, 8-2, to further help them in tiebreaker scenarios. Of course, remaining schedule is with Minnesota and, of course, Detroit next. Of course, obviously, Charlamagne's team, Dallas Cowboys, 10-4, first place NFC East. The Cowboys, who have clinched at least a wild card spot, jumped up here by beating the Giants in week 15, while the Cardinals lost to the Lions and Buccaneers lost to the Saints, thanks to having a superior conference record, 8-1. The Cowboys and Cardinals have an essential tiebreaker game left when they meet in Dallas in week 17. It still will be a challenge for the Cowboys to stay here because of the Buccaneers. Obviously, Tom Brady is over there. As the latter still did beat them in week one, the Cowboys will win the division with a win at Washington or one more Eagles loss. Remaining schedule is Arizona and Philadelphia, aka Chilladelphia. Oh man. So Los Angeles Rams, 10-4, first place, NFC West. The Rams revived their division winning chances by beating the Cardinals in Arizona in week 14 to even the season series. They tied for first place by beating the Seahawks in week 15 and got early big benefits of the 49ers and Cardinals losing to open week 16. Now it's a two-team race for the title over the final 3 weeks, but the closing slate is tough for both teams, including the Rams playing at the Vikings in week 16. Remaining schedule is at Baltimore and, of course, San Francisco. Yes, obviously, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're 10-4, first place NFC South. The Buccaneers were shot by the Saints again in losing their first home game of the season in week 15. And the course was falling a full game behind the Packers in the race for sole home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. Although the Buccaneers did beat the Cowboys, the loss also created a three-way tie with the Cardinals, which favored the Cowboys to get to number two. The results also kept the Bucs from clinching the division over the Saints. Three up with three games left, the Bucs should still take the South, especially with a weak schedule left, starting with at the Panthers in week 16. They need big time help to jump the Packers now, especially with the Cowboys and Rams having tiebreakers ahead of them. Remaining schedule at New York Jets versus the Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals, 10-5, second place, NFC West. The Cardinals dropped here after losing their third consecutive game in week 16 at home versus the Colts and going 3-5 at a 7-0 start. Hold up a minute here. Wait a minute, man. After a 7-0 start, They're 3-5. Are you serious? Damn. Okay, that's crazy right there, man. Anyway, that's crazy right there, man. The loss to the Colts at the deadline, shocker, also made the division race much tighter, as the Rams now a half game up front as they step on the field in week 16. Should the teams end up in a tie, the Cardinals still hold the division record tiebreaker after they split the season series with the Rams. Remaining schedule, they're going to be in Dallas and, of course, Seattle with the Seahawks. San Francisco 49ers, 8-7, third place, NFC West. The 49ers cooled off to open week 16 by losing to the Titans on the road after beating the Falcons at home in week 15 and the Bengals on the road in week 14. They can still feel great about their wild card chances, even though they can stop entertaining thoughts of catching either the Cardinals or Rams for the division crown. They do have key wins over the teams behind them, the Vikings and Eagles. Remaining schedule versus Houston, and of course at I'm not sure what LAR is, so you guys could look it up for yourselves, man. Minnesota Vikings, 7-7, second place, NFC North. The Vikings got back into the final wild card spot by beating the Bears on Monday night, jumping the also .500 Saints because of having a better conference record, 5-4 versus 5-5. They stay here despite the Eagles winning in week 16 because of a better record against the common opponents. They have their hands full versus the Rams at home in week 16, remaining schedule, which is Green Bay and Chicago. Who can get there? Who can get there? So we got the Philadelphia Eagles 7-7, New Orleans Saints 7-7, Washington Football Team 6-8, Atlanta Falcons 6-8, Carolina Panthers 5-9, Seattle Seahawks 5-9. The Saints fell down here when the Vikings won in Week 15 to push them down from winning. The Eagles took care of Washington to jump them. The Falcons and Panthers lost again to further hurt their fading chances. The Seahawks failed in their final salvo against the Rams. Damn, man. So who set the B out? Oh, shit. Damn, New York Giants. 4-10. Chicago Bears. 4-10, eliminated. Detroit Lions, 2-11-1, eliminated. Damn, the Giants are toast here, stuck deep in last place in the NFC East with all their injuries. The Bears joined them after losing to the Vikings in week 15. The Lions made two wins for the season by shocking the Cardinals in week 15. They need to keep thinking ahead to 2022, but the rebuilding year is ending on some nice highs. Okay. Now, let's see how much time I have here. Okay. I think we could just end it off right here. Hold on a second as I drink a sip of water. Stay with me. Okay. Listen,
That's going to do it for episode 8, man. If you like what you heard in today's episode 8 episode or any previous episodes whatsoever, please be sure to show some love by making a charitable donation to my Cash App, which is $ G Money Stacks 555. That's $ capital G, lowercase M-O-N-E-Y, capital S, lowercase T-A-C-K-Z, 555. And once again, it's not about having a lot of money. It's not about breaking the bank, folks. So listen, don't get discouraged if you don't have a lot of money to do more support. That's not the case here, man. Listen, whatever you have, whatever amount you're comfortable doing, just go ahead and make your donation there. Because at the end of the day, you can't put a price on more support. You know what I mean? And for the most part, you can't, the same way you can't put a price on friendship and family and all that other stuff, all right? So there you have it right there, though, man. Speaking of which, man, of the social media handles, man. So listen, it's very important that you actually go turn on your notifications, because it's very important, because you never know when I'm going to be going on Instagram Live on the podcast pages. Because right now, for those of you who may not know what was going on, we are now live and direct on StreamYard and YouTube, and alongside is Instagram Live, which is where I'm doing the live recording, live stream on Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, which, by the way, you can follow that. You can follow Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast on the gram. Also, you can follow my other show, which is Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast. It will be making its return on January the 4th, which is my 37th birthday. Make sure you guys turn on your notifications. Make sure you go to the YouTube channel and subscribe over there, and turn your notification alerts. Of course, it's gonna be a great show over there on January the 4th. So be there or be squared. So another show you can follow is my number one show that made it to 100 episodes, which is Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast, which is on Facebook and Instagram, which also will be making its return on January the 5th at 6 p.m. on Wednesday coming up. And also, don't forget, it's Wednesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m. for Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast. And for the review show Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, it is going to be on Mondays, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Another announcement that I want to actually get to is, even though we started the show today, you can also keep in the lookout. I added Saturdays because I wanted to actually push this show. So on Saturdays it's going to be at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. All right. So make sure you turn your notifications, man. It's very important, because you never know when G Money Stacks is going to go on Instagram Live and talk his shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, there you have it though, man.
Hold on a second, folks. I need to delete something right here. Just a minute here. I need to actually delete something right here. So we're going to do Hold on a minute, guys. All right, let's see. Oh, jeez. Hold on, guys. Yeah, so let me just sum up where you can actually listen to this show, all right? So, all right, let me just sum it up right there, man. So you can listen to, if you go on the link in the bio where it says Linktree/ Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, it's going to take you to a whole list of things on there. As a matter of fact, let me use my tablet here to go on Instagram to actually let you know where you can listen to these episodes and stuff, man. So just stay with me here. Anyway, so just stay with me here. All right. Okay. It is very important that you go to the link in bio where it actually says, let me just go on there real quick. Hold on a minute here. All right. Okay. So this is where you can actually, let me just tap on there. All right. So check this out. You can listen to the episodes of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show on Anchor. We are on Audible. We are on Amazon Music. We are on Breaker. We are on CastBox FM. We are on Deezer. Listen Notes. We are on Player FM. We are on Podorama. We are on Pocket Cast. We are on Podcast Addict, Podopolo. Don't forget to check that out there. We are also on Podcast Addict. We are on Podcast Index, which was one of the newest streaming platforms we are on now. We are also on Podchaser. We are on Reason FM, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts. Don't forget to listen to the Sports Edition Show of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast episodes on Radio Public. We are on iHeartRadio, the number one app for music, radio, and podcasts. And last but not least, the YouTube. What you waiting for, folks? Go ahead and grab the subscribe button on the Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show YouTube channel page. Make sure you enable alerts so you can be reminded of when the show goes in the air via live stream on the YouTube page. And make sure you stay tuned for more video content, upcoming episodes, previous episodes. Plus, make sure you download your favorite episodes, share the videos, share the episodes on Anchor, and make sure you tell a friend to another friend, spread the word, leave a like and a comment along with the episodes and the topics, and make sure you download your favorite episodes along with the audio streaming platforms with the link that says Linktree/Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. All right. And of course, stay tuned for upcoming episodes.
previous episodes, as I said, so the previous episodes that's already recorded, live stream will be automatically be uploaded, and it'll be downloaded to the YouTube channel page of Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, the sports edition show. All right, so there you go right there. Share the podcast along with your audio streaming platforms, along with the link that says Linktree/ Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. And yes, the grand finale of things, man. This is where I actually give out some free game on how to start a podcast, which is very important. So you want to so if you have a dream of being a podcaster like myself, who has three shows under my belt right now, there's some important keys that you need to start a podcast, some equipment. All right, so first and foremost, you need headphones. And you also need a microphone. And you don't have to buy anything too expensive, man. As long as the microphone works, that's what matters to you. And you also need a laptop or a computer so you could do your live streams on your YouTube channels and stuff like that. And you know, as I previously said before in other shows, man, podcasting is not about pleasing the people that are listening and watching on the YouTube universe right here. So, you know what I'm saying? Also, let me add this though, man, before I go any further. As I said before, for all the new podcasters out there that's trying to start a show in the podcasting world, the first thing that's important is for you to, and this is from what my cousin Junior talked about when I hit him up with the whole when I went to find out if he was all right from the stomach virus and stuff like that. We talked though, man. Hey, yo, man. I want to give a shout out to him for actually hitting it on the button right there that I'll actually, you know, talk about here, to say that it is as important podcasters that's trying to be creative and create a show that's very therapeutic, is that you have to care and actually focus on yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to help out certain people, man, but at some breaking point, man, you have to put yourself first though. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, make sure you build your show up. Make sure you when you download your first episode to Anchor, of course, make sure your RSS feed is basically activated. And when you put up your first episode of your podcast show, you copy the RSS feed and you put it to, you know, streaming platforms of your choice. You know what I'm saying? And for the most part, the most important thing is you got to do what makes you happy. You know what I mean? You got to do what makes you happy. It's not about your parents, and it's not about the media. It's not about the media productions. It's not about the engineers, the producers, and all the other shit. It's not about that. And it's not about media outlets and shit. It's not about trying to get noticed on the radio stations and shit like that. It's okay, but the most important thing is you don't compare yourself to other people, like, you know, radio stations, and, you know, other people trying to get noticed on radio stations, which is not the reason why I started these podcast shows. I started these podcast shows because of, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And we all need laughter. You know what I mean? We all need it because, you know, we got to get out of this whole 2020 shit, man. 2020 is over. 2021 is over. We are now in 2022. So we are looking forward to new things, new endeavors, new challenges, hopefully funny TikTok sporting events too, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, man. So like I said, man, you don't have to buy any microphones that's too expensive. It could be a Yeti. It could be the microphone that I'm using right now, which is the Avoxcon, which I bought from Target, not Amazon. And you know, and I like to recommend StreamYard. The reason I'm recommending StreamYard is because of the fact that, you know, you hear about Zoom and the horrible audio and the glitches and all the other shit though, man. And you know, StreamYard is a software where it allows you to create your own brand, create, you know, talking points that you see scrolling across your screen with the social media handles where you can follow the show, you know, create banners for your website, for businesses. Of course, you know, the best thing about StreamYard is you get to send invite links to people that you have email addresses, Instagram handles, and phone numbers to actually, you know, to add them to the live chat, live stream recording in action. That way they'll be able to chime in on topics and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the rest right here. So there you have it right there though. And you, of course, StreamYard is 5 times better than Zoom. I tell you that much because that's a fucking fact right here. So there you have it right there. Anyway, man, I like to say thank you to everybody who tuned into the show of episode 8 and along with previous episodes. I'm sorry for the delay. And as you can see, I'm actually trying to get out of here because I have to pee. But anyway, man, this was a fun show, man. And we had some laughs and shit. So, you know what I mean? So, listen, man, make sure you turn on your notifications on Instagram because I will be going on Instagram Live more. And also, you can follow me on 17 Live at GMoneyStacks, Queens, New York on there. And also, be careful out there. Be mindful of the people that you surround yourself with. Make sure you wash your hands with water and soap. Make sure you have your hand sanitizer. Make sure you have your water and electrolytes for strength and energy. I'm GMoneyStacks. Thank you very much for tuning in and rocking with me. I'm over and I'm out of here. I'm off this shit. Peace and one love. And have yourself a great night. And enjoy 2022 to the fullest, to the max. Thank you.
Hey guys, G Money Stacks here. You like what you heard? I need your help on some things. Go to the YouTube channels like Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast Sports Edition Show, G Money Stacks 555, and Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast by grabbing the subscribe button, enable alerts with the notification bell, leave a like, comment on the episodes, including the topics, and much more. Plus, you can catch up on the episodes on streaming platforms, including YouTube, by going to the link that says Linktree/Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast. Make sure you follow on Instagram, Excellent Fun Vibrant Podcast, Meticulous Vibe Juice Podcast, Off the Meat Rat Chains New York Podcast, alongside with myself, G Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Thank you so much for tuning in and rocking with me and listening to the episodes. Peace and one love.